Talking right now with Sean Burks. Of course, he is the head football coach with the Audubon Wheelers as they get ready to take on West Harrison here in week number 7. Coach, good to talk to you. And I got to say this, man, it's hard to believe it's week 7 already.
Yeah, it's parents' night for us, senior night for us. Last home game guaranteed for these seniors. It's crazy. This season is absolutely flying by. And then the fact that our playoffs, you know, our regular season ends after week 8, playoffs start week 9. So we're getting to the end of it somehow already. So it's been a fun run, but hopefully we've got a lot of football left in us.
That shorter regular season change anything you guys do for preparation as far as how quickly you want to get this team playing their best, being this regular season's a week shorter?
Not really. I mean, there's only so many hours in the day. You know, we're really efficient with our practice time. We probably have less contact hours with our kids than average, and probably less than 5% of the teams in the state, I would guess. I mean, we don't drag it on. We don't try to stress put a ton in every week. We kind of believe in keeping it simple. But we still have a variety of formations, a variety of plays. We're adding new things. But the big part in trying to get new guys some experience too, you know, we've had the injury bug. So when we've got the guys, we're getting their full attention, but there's no extra stress on anything because it's just going to happen. Either we're going to figure it out or we're not. We're going to get better or we're not. And we're seeing progress out of the guys. And we're, you know, last week against Coon Rapids, you know, we didn't have a turnover. We didn't have a punt. And minus a few big plays, the defense played pretty darn well. And I had 6 sacks. We're definitely treading in the right direction. And we need to take care of business the next 2 weeks. You know, we got a tough West Harrison team this week that has our full attention. It's about getting better and putting ourselves in a position to get a win this week.
West Harrison has started to play better here as well the last few weeks. What have you noticed different from them on film that has kind of started them on this upward swing here the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, I think the big thing you see out of these guys is they're playing with confidence and they're playing physically. You see them, you can just see the confidence oozing out of them. You know, against Coon Rapids Bayard, you see the line of scrimmage surge in their behalf. And the last 5, 6 years or whatever it's been that we've been down here playing against them, we haven't seen that. So just the way they're playing more physically, they're not rolling over for anybody. They're expecting to go out and win every single week. I give a lot of credit to Coach Stevenson. You know, he's been there for, I'll say it's his 3rd year now. When he first took over, didn't have much of a J-High program. This is the first year they've been able to play JV games. You know, there was years where they had 10, 11, 12 guys out. They were playing a lot of young guys. It was almost a guaranteed 50-point game, no matter who they were playing at times. You know, they were kind of down in the dumps of the program, and he has built that thing up from the studs. I mean, he's done it the right way. They've learned how to play physical. They're getting their athletes out. You know, you see they've only got one senior, but they've got a lot of younger kids making up their roster. So in theory, man, a couple of years from now, this could really be growing as well. So give a lot of credit to those guys. They built the program up. They've believed in their kids. They must be recruiting their hallways well because their numbers are growing. And now you see that sense of belief popping in. You know, they're believing in themselves. They're playing good football. And they've got our full attention this week because they've got some athletes. They've got some size. They want to run the ball right at you. They're playing a physical brand of football. And we think they're playing pretty confident football because they're coming off some nice wins.
They are coming off some nice wins, Coach, and they look a little bit balanced. Certainly want to run the football first, but not afraid to throw it a little bit, thrown it for almost 100 times on the season so far. I'm sure the run game is the first thing you want to stop.
Yeah, you know, the big thing with that run pass is the last couple of weeks they haven't thrown it a whole lot, but they've done a good job of throwing it when teams are creeping up. They haven't been super predictable. They've used their wildcat, so to speak, snapping it to the Gilgen kid, and he runs, he runs right, he runs left, he runs inside, he runs outside, and then you creep up and they leak a tight end out, and so they've been explosive. You know, I think they've got a kid averaging something like 25 yards a catch at tight end, and a big part of that is he blocks, and then he releases, and they sell you on run, and get your DBs and linebackers getting their eyes in the backfield, and they sneak a tight end or a wingback or somebody behind you, especially the Evans kid that plays tight end for them. So they've done a nice job of using the run to set up the pass. Earlier in the year, they were a little bit more predictable. They were a little more pass-heavy. They kept their quarterback on the field a little bit more. Now they've gone to this wildcat system. And if they establish the run, they become really, really difficult because that play-action game is really dangerous.
Coach, and we know you guys want to score quick, but looking at their numbers, look like they've had plenty of big plays too. Are they a quick strike offense similar to you guys?
They can be. They want to be explosive in the run game. They run some stuff similarly to Cam, where they just want to race you to the edge and treat the Gilgen kid like the speaker kid, where if he hits the 6-hole or the 8-hole on the edge, but he's also not scared to bounce it all the way back inside to the 2-hole or even back all the way across the formation out to the 5-hole. I mean, it depends on where it's at, what he reads. He's got really good feet. I would argue he might be the second best back in the league behind Speaker if you treat it like a true running back, so to speak, where as far as trying to tackle him in the open space, he's tough. He's not afraid to run downhill. His vision looks really, really good on film. He's tough, and he's only about 140, 150 pounds, but you wouldn't know that by the way he runs. He doesn't dance a whole lot, but he gets you one-on-one in space, and he can put a move on you, and you'll look silly. We've seen plenty of teams miss tackles trying to tackle him, so it'll be critical to keep him contained because, yeah, if we're not careful, they'll pop off some explosive plays on us.
Coach, when I was kind of doing my homework on them, the Sage Evans kid defensively, his numbers jumped off of the board. 71.5 tackles, 50 of those solo, 15 tackles for loss coming into your ball game. I'm assuming linebacker that kind of plays all over the field a little bit and runs side to side well?
Yeah, he's a big middle linebacker. He's a good run stuffer. He's generally a quarterback spy, so if his teams go empty, he stays in the box, so he's usually near the football, and he's a thumper. If you try to juke him out and he guesses right, he's going to put a pounding on you. Or if you're dancing around, he's a pretty darn good tackler. He's a physical kid, so we definitely have to account for him at all times, just like we do every linebacker. Don't get me wrong, but he's going to be a good one.
How do you guys establish that ground game with Gavin and Carter? Then with him trying to hunt your guys down a little bit.
Yeah, we got to trust our offensive line. Whether it's Cooper, Gavin, Alex, whether it's tight ends like Garrett or wingbacks, running backs, Brandon and Braden and Carter, skill guys are also blocking in there. I thought last week we had some really good glimpses on film, especially out of our skill guys blocking on the perimeter to allow for some explosive runs. So if we can get to the edge, that's great. If we have to run it right at them, we'll run it right at them. We're pretty darn good at adjusting with our players. They're good at seeing things on the field. If they see something, they're going to put us in the right play. So if teams start to really widen out and take away the perimeter, we'll run it inside. If they start squeezing stuff down, then we're going to try to get to the edge. So we'll see what they try to do defensively Friday night, and hopefully we can exploit something.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Certainly appreciate you joining us here today. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to him.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they take on West Harrison on senior night and parents night down in Audubon.